softly from one eye. Lord, help me to know the love and the tear that mama cried. The months roll by so slowly, she gets bigger as the weeks go by. But every passing moment, love grows for her unborn child. And finally the day comes when the pains of birth begin. The doctor said, it's a boy, and the tears start over again.
Lord, help me to know the love. Ooh. And the tears that mama cried.
Oh, it's
too deep for explanation.
You never understand
too
it.
Too strong to deny. Too loving to take life.
Yes, it is.
She'll go that extra mile.
Every time.
Lord, help me to know the love.
In the tears that mama cried. Comes a man, and somehow he goes wrong, in and out of trouble, going down a dangerous road. She'll pray for him both night and day until his life is changed. You know she'll stand by him no matter what, and the tears start over again. Lord, help me to know the love in the tears
that mama cried.
Too strong.
You'll
never understand
it.
No. She'll go that extra mile.
Lord, help me to know
the love.
And the tears that mama cried.
Oh.
Help me to know the love.
And the tears that mama cried.
Too deep for explanation.
Too deep for explanation.
Too strong.
She was fixing supper, and he handed a piece of paper that he had been writing on. And after wiping her hands on her apron, she took the letter in her hands and she read it. And this is what it said: for mowing the yard, $5. And for making up my own bed this week, $1. For going to the store, 50 cents. And playing with little brother while you went shopping, 25 cents. Taking out the trash, $1. And for getting a good report card, $5. And for raking the yard, $2. Total owed, $14.75. Well, she looked at him standing there expecting, and 1,000 memories began to flash through her mind. So she picked up the pen and she turned the letter over. And this is what she wrote to that little boy.
For the 9 months I carried you, growing inside me, no charms. For the nights I sat up with you, when you added all up, the real cost of my love is no charge. For the nights filled with dread and the worries ahead, no charge.
there's no charge, my son. When you add it all up, the real cost of my love is no charge. After that mom finished talking to the little boy, he looked up at her with great big old tears in his eyes, and he said, Mama, I sure do love you. And then he reached out and he got the letter and he turned it over and he wrote in great big words, paid in full. When you add it all up, the real cost of my love is no charge.
It's 11 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, the Sunday, Mother's Day to May 14th, 2017. I'll get it right. I haven't had my coffee yet. Sunday, Mother's Day, May 14th, 2017. Edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. We're featuring great women of gospel music. Here's a local artist, and she's a great woman of gospel music. And she's singing one of my favorite gospel songs, Leslie Seeley. And this is Blessed Assurance here on Sounds of Praise.
Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Salvation, I've been purchased by God. I've been born of His Spirit. I've been washed and plunged in His blood. Perfect submission. Blessed echoes of mercy, whispers of God's love. This is my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission. Looking above.
been filled with His goodness, and I'm lost. I'm so lost in God's love. This is.
Local artist here on Sounds of Praise, Leslie Seeley, and Blessed Assurance on this Mother's Day. And we are featuring great women of gospel music. 7:17, the Sounds of Praise time. Time for us to get ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. Still not too late to get in your prayer requests or your praise report. The number to call, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the various prayer requests and praise reports that we receive before God's throne. The number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. Leading us into the When You Pray, and When You Pray segment of the ministry, Timony Figueroa and the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. And this is Pray.
Seasons of pain. fasten your seatbelt. That's all you gotta say. Sometime in distress, when you can't pray a form of prayer, you can't find words to say, all you have to do is just look up and say, Jesus. There's something about that name. Call him long enough, something's gonna happen.
It's 7:28 here on Sounds of Praise. This is the When You Pray segment of the ministry. We are praying for the Melendez family. Melendez family's lost a loved one. We're praying for the Melendez family. God will strengthen them during their time of loss. We're praying for Dee. Dee asking us that we would pray that he would have faith to go through God's open door. Dee asking us that he might have faith to go through God's open door. Then we're praying for Michelle of Medford. We're praying for God's healing touch on her body. Michelle of Medford, God's healing touch on her body, having pain in her back. Pray that God's going to deliver her. Then we're praying for B, asking for healing from periodic pain in his left shoulder and neck. B, asking for healing from periodic pain in his left shoulder and neck. Let's look to God in prayer. Gracious Father, in the name of Jesus, we come this morning thanking and praising you, Lord, because you are God and beside you there is none other. And you invite us to come boldly unto your throne of grace, where we may obtain mercy and find help, grace to help in time of need. And we pray, O Lord, as we bring these requests before your throne, you would minister powerfully in each situation, realizing you know your people, you know the needs, and you have the provision is needed as we look to you in faith. So we bring the Melendez family before you right now. They've lost a loved one. Praying, oh God, you continue to minister in their lives, provide the strength, the grace, and the peace that is needed, oh Lord, during these times. May they rest in you, and their faith and confidence in you grow greatly because of all you're going to accomplish in and through the situation, because you said you're able to work all things together for good to those who love you and to those who are called according to your purpose. So work out your good works in the lives of those who are going through difficult times right now. May they find you to be all there, all in all. And as they go through these times, may they receive from your hand the grace and the strength, that which is needed, so their lives may continue to count for you. If there are those who are outside of your saving grace and keeping power, may even through this situation, many be born into the kingdom, is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And for D, asking for faith to go through God's door. Father, you are the God of the open door. The door that you open, no man can shut. And the door that you shut, no man can open. So we're praying, O Lord, you would provide D with that which is needed so he might not halt between two opinions. But may he recognize that as he goes through the door that you open it for opportunities of blessing. And you're able to do things in his behalf, which he cannot do for himself. So we pray, O Lord, that he might find his faith and confidence growing stronger in you as he goes through this great open door of promise and blessing. And may it be used for your honor, for your glory, and for your praise, so that many might be blessed and saved and encouraged and delivered, even through that which you are going to accomplish in the life of your servant. And we thank you in advance for all that's going to be done in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And for Michelle of Medford, Lord, who's suffering from pain in her back, Father, we pray that you would minister right now. By your stripes, we claim healing in her behalf. What doctors and medicine and science cannot accomplish, we know that you're well able to accomplish. You are our great physician, and you suffered in your own body so that we are receive healing through your stripes. So we're claiming healing in Michelle's body right now, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Let healing virtue flow out, and may she be delivered, and may she recognize, Lord, it's come from your hand, and may she continue to live her life for you even in a greater way as she tell others of the wondrous things you've done in her behalf. And we're thanking you in your name and for your praise and for your glory. Amen. We have one more prayer request. I am sorry I left that one off, but we're going to get to that one. We're praying for B, asking for healing from periodic pain in his left shoulder and neck. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, pray you would touch your servant from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Lord, whatever's causing this pain, we claim healing in Jesus' mighty name. Deliver him, Lord, because you are the God of his salvation. And may he continue to rest and trust in you. May his life speak in great ways of the wondrous things he received from your hand, because you're the God who's able to do more than we can ask or think or desire. And we pray you continue to work powerfully in his life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. And we're praying for K, the letter K. We're praying, O Lord, that you would minister in this life of this servant, Lord, that you might continue the great work that you accomplish in her behalf. May she receive complete deliverance because you are working powerfully in her life and you're doing great and mighty things, Lord, that you alone can accomplish. And may her life continue to be a blessing, Lord, as she continues to minister in your behalf and do all the things that you've called her to do, so her life might speak for you and many might be blessed and strengthened as she receives a great deliverance and healing that you alone can give, and may that empower her faith and her testimony so many might be blessed and strengthened through her life, is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Want to remind you or inform you, if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can still get it to us on our off-air telephone number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. And if no one answers, just leave your message. As soon as I get it, I'll begin praying for you immediately or praising God with you immediately, and then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians in our audience can also join in and lift up your prayer request or your praise report before God's throne. The number again, when we're not on the air and you have a need or a pray or a praise report, give us a call, 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. 5158. Or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. The Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, DARNLEYVB, at Verizon.net. And like I said, I'll begin praying for you as soon as I receive your information or praising God with you. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so many Christians can also join in and lift up your prayer requests or your praise report before God's throne. 735 here on Sounds of Praise. Happy Mother's Day for all of you out there. And we praise God's blessing upon your life. Tremaine Hawkins coming up next here on Sounds of Praise. And the song is entitled, I Never Lost My Praise.
This song really speaks the sentiments of my heart. I never lost my praise. I've lost some good friends along life's way. Some loved ones departed in heaven to stay, but thank God I didn't lose everything. I've lost faith in people who said they cared. In the time of my crisis, they were never there. But in my disappointment, in my season of pain, one thing never wavered, one thing never changed. I never lost my hope. Oh, I never lost my joy. I never lost my Can I testify a little bit? Now I went to the doctor, and the doctor told me that I needed surgery to remove a large tumor, and that it could be cancerous. But I kept on praying, and I kept on praying. And when the surgery was over, there was no cancer found. Thank you, Lord, for my praise. I thank you, Jesus, for my praise. Yeah, yeah. I kept my hope. I didn't let go of my faith. Yeah. I said I didn't let go of my faith. The devil tried to stop. He's a liar. So excuse me for a minute while I make the devil mad. Can I make him mad? Help me say
me back. God's love can bring you back.
Baylor here in Sounds of Praise. Yeah, love brought me back. 7:47, the Sounds of Praise time on this Mother's Day special. Great women of gospel music. Incense went out to my good friend out there in Somerville. You know who you are. This is Marette Brown Clark, and It Ain't Over here on Sounds of Praise.
It seems there's no way out. I know the issue seems unchangeable, and that there's no reason to shout, but the impossible is God's chance. Until God says it's over, it ain't over. Until God says it's done, no, 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 it ain't over. Until God says it's over, keep fighting until your victory is won.
Your enemies. It ain't over. I don't care what you're going through. Feels like you're down for the last count. It ain't over. Feels like you cried your last tear. Not over. Not over. Not over. Not over. God has the final say. God has the final say. God has the final say. That said you wouldn't make it, but God has the final say. That said you won't be nothing, but God has the final say.
Sending one out to my good friend out there in Somerville. It Ain't Over. And this one is a companion song to that one as well. We send this one out to all the mothers out there, especially the single mothers out there who've been hanging in there all these years. And it seems like there's no light at the end of their tunnel. The message from Trinity 5-7 is to still keep holding on. Jesus is not going to fail you.
Had to wipe many tears.